I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me excitation. I'm picking up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. I'm sorry for the delay, but I couldn't actually talk to you when I was on mute. So welcome to this 24th day of April. As we've mentioned all year, it's a year that's running fast. You know, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. So visit rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list, and be notified of the ongoing events through the year, as well as to be notified of the Rhoda Psychic Fair for October 21st and 22nd. And as we get closer, we'll tell you more about that. Well, as I started, today is the 24th day of April. It is a powerful day because we're coming to the close of a powerful month. April is a very special month because, as I mentioned earlier in the month, it's all about that Aries sun. And that Aries sun brings us the doer energy, the action energy. And it's a pushing sun. And then just last week, we moved into our Taurus sun. So we're in our period of Taurus, which slows us down a little bit to take a breath. So we start April with that energy of I'm ready, with the refreshment and the renewal of spring. And we close it with a grounding that says, let me take a look at where I really want to go and not just run around willy-nilly in all directions because I have my energy amped up. And today being the 24th day of April, there's a very special reading here from Day by Day with James Allen. And as you know, I share from James Allen from his book, As a Man Thinketh, which he wrote in 1903, to remind us that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs. It's not a random or arbitrary present that we're in. We're here because of those past thoughts, actions, beliefs, habits, everything that we've ingrained in ourselves. But every day when we awaken, we have an opportunity to create a new future tomorrow. We're never predetermined what our future is. I'm not a believer in an absolute destiny. I'm a believer in an intention. And every day we have the opportunity to shift our beliefs, to shift our habits, to shift our thought process to create that new future. And for the 24th day of April, what James Allen shares for us is that problems bring lessons. I've heard a lot of people doing a lot of complaining about what's going on in the world, what's going on in their lives. But the issue is, we learn best from our problems. We actually don't learn nearly as well from our success. You see, when we do something and it's successful, we don't spend any time thinking about it. When we do something and it doesn't go as we planned, we do spend time thinking about it. We do consider what other options or alternatives we could have taken. And that is where our greatest learning comes. So as James Allen shares with us today, problems bring lessons. As a progressive and evolving being, man is where he is that he may learn, that he may grow. And as he learns the spiritual lesson which any circumstance contains for him, it passes away and gives place to other circumstances. We learn best from our mistakes. We learn best from what we haven't done well. One of the stories I heard from the late Wayne Dyer was the story of how everybody loves the smell of fresh baked bread. And just think of it when you've been around fresh baked bread, either at home or in a bakery or at a friend's house. That smell, it just seems so overwhelmingly comfortable, so overwhelming fulfilling. And yet, in order to make bread, we need the wheat. In order to grow the wheat, we need to put manure on the fields. And Wayne Dyer said, what we need to remember is that every time we see manure come into our life, we need to recognize we're going to learn something. There's something to be gained by this, so we can grow our own wheat and bake our own bread. Problems bring lessons. As a progressive and evolving being, man is where he is that he may learn, that he may grow. And as he learns the spiritual lesson which any circumstance contains for him, it passes away and gives place to other circumstances. And in the daily word today from Unity, it says, the divine is with me, my comfort, my guide, as I journey through life. We're always protected by the divine. We're always embraced by the divine. And when those lessons are presented to you in your life, recognize there's a learning, there's an emotional growth, there may be a physical growth, certainly an intellectual growth, but there's an experiential growth that we go through. And life is about the experiences we gather, not the regrets of what we've left behind. So take your lessons in, embrace them, and become the greater divine light that you're here to be based on what you learn from those lessons presented to you. And that brings us to our segment for today. Kirilani is the bridge of light, and she's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing clients essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations that empower their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. Excuse me. She provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thank you, Salazar. And what you were just sharing in your introduction, I think, is so perfect for this time period of April that we have, because it really is about shining the light that you are in the world, the divinity that you are in the world. Because April is all about the Christ or cosmic consciousness. It's about that fundamental source of truth and light and love that we all are, that the fabric of this world is created from. So when we come from that place, from a place of whether you call it kindness or compassion or inspiration or illumination, it's all of those things. And we there was a book once that said, well, what would Jesus do? And when you think about the 11 energy of April, some people would look at it that way, but some people would say, okay, now how do we take that the next step? How do we take that beyond sacrifice, beyond suffering? Some people would say, well, that 11 energy of unconditionality, unconditional love and hope and trust and faith, that energy of service would be embodied by, say, Mother Teresa. And yet, embodied in her expression of that was a great deal of self-sacrifice, as was with Jesus, right? As was with many of the messiahs, whether you would look at Muhammad or you would look at all of these different examples within different religions, or even in Buddha's case, there was a great deal of self-sacrifice. Well, what if we could take all of the aspects from the core of the truth of those belief systems and say we want to embody that as to who we are without that self-sacrifice, without the sacrifice of another on our behalf, without the suffering, to say we'll just show up and really shine the light of who we are in the world, and in doing so, help other people do the same thing. That energy of April, that unconditional love and hope and trust and faith, can we imagine a world that was built on that? You know, when we talk about or look at the words of John Lennon's Imagine song, it is so much of that. You know, imagine a world where there is no need for war. Imagine a world where there is only love. Imagine a world where there's no need for religions or countries or boundaries, because we realize and we recognize we are all one. We are all interconnected. And what we do impacts each other. And when we sacrifice or suffer or hurt ourselves, we are causing that same pain and suffering within that web of life that connects us all. So April asks us, when are we going to stop dancing that dance? As Solazar said, our thoughts, our actions, our beliefs create our future. And if we keep dancing the same old dance that we've always danced, that's what we are creating out into infinity. Spinning that web of time with the seeds that we plant of more of the same, of what we already have experienced for millennium. What if, in these last few days of April, we use that to plant a seed for a new reality that is based on love and trust and kindness and compassion and inspiration and illumination and light and truth? That would be a pretty cool life. That would be a pretty cool world. And we have that opportunity. It starts tomorrow. This is the third passage in April. There have been two other of these that start with the whole living library of all of creation for you to choose from in the most rich and fertile and creative time of the year, to say, as a co-creative being with the divine, what do you choose to create? Who do you choose to be? Thinking of yourself as the greatest creation, as the greatest piece of art, as the greatest expression of the light that you were given for this life. Who do you wish to be? Who do you choose to be? And what do you have the courage to leave behind of the old patterns and the old ways of being? How much can you, can each of us align with that concept of unity, that we are all one, that there is no separation, that it was just an illusion? In each moment, are we picking union? Are we picking polarization? Are we picking to see ourselves as part of a larger whole, or do we think of only ourselves? In a 1 year, those are the things that come up. That little ego mind that says, well, what about me? That little small part of ourself that can be selfish, that can be self-centered, that can be self-absorbed. It comes back up to say, do I get to vote? And yet, if we realize that we were never separate from our soul never left us, we're not alone. We have a whole team of other beings on this side and on the other side coming together to craft this whole new beautiful world, this whole new beautiful way of being. So if that is where we're creating from, we're going to create much differently than if we're coming from a place of ego and separation and selfishness, because it's a new type of service, a service with joy of coming together back into union with another, back into union with like beings that want to create this new reality, that want the same things. And this passage, this next, I guess it's 6-7 days, is really the most powerful of the ones for April. So even if you miss the first two, this allows us to, you can play catch up. Or for those who have been playing along as we go through these passages, if you think of the first passage as planting the seed, and the second passage as expanding that, and the third of being able to let that ground into reality and take root. That's the passage that we're on. So tomorrow, our first big day will be, so this is Tuesday for the official record, Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. This is your day for access to the whole living library of all of creation. What are you going to do with it? You can create, you can take all the ingredients you need from that living library, because you have lived lifetime after lifetime. You have capabilities and talents and abilities that have been lying dormant largely, that if you can access that living library within you, you can have access to those talents and capabilities and put them into use now. Then, and you might need those for the seed that you want to create. Then the next day, on Wednesday, the 26th, we have a day that aligns to the energy of this month. So it's all about that inspiration, all about love and light and truth and unconditionality. All about service. All about kindness and compassion. So be kind to you on that day and the people around you, and ask yourself from a soul level, what expression of light do I want to be? How do I want to be of service in the world? How do I want to share who I am with the world? And then we go into April 27th. This provides a very powerful portal of new beginnings that's aligned with the spiritual body. So it's a portal for going into that union with the all. And from that place, it's that pregnant void of all possibilities. From that place, we can create anything. Then, on the 28th, we now have, we've started that seed. We've gone into this portal of all this creative energy. Then we have this like doorway that we can walk through that is taking whatever those seeds and plans and dreams are and uplifting them to a more unconditional level, because our minds still think in a conditioned way. Our minds still think with limitations. And we almost, I've been watching myself as I go through April, I'll get this aha moment, this strike of inspiration runs through me. I have this great vision of what I could create, and immediately my left brain jumps in there, analyzes the probability of its success, analyzes all the things that could go wrong and why this isn't logical, practical, responsible, why it would never make any money, why it wouldn't do this, why it wouldn't do that, da-da-da-da-da. And by the time you're done, you're just deflated and not excited about the idea at all. So our mind still gets in the way in a very limited way. And this day on Thursday gives you the ability to again access on a spiritual level that whole living library of all of creation, Alpha and Omega energy, anything under heaven and earth, and walk through hold that and walk through this threshold, this doorway that uplifts everything that we're trying to create to an unconditional level. Very powerful. It also is a digital code that helps with our awakening. It helps with that alignment of everything that we're creating, have that aligned with our highest good, have that aligned with our higher self. And then on the 29th, this is, I don't know, a configuration that I haven't seen in the time that I've been doing this, which is a really long time now. So look at the 29th on your calendar, make lots of gold stars for yourself, and give yourself some time. So that's Saturday. Good news. Some people have the day off. Give yourself some time on Saturday to just make that day sacred and to make sure whatever you're doing, you want that to express or represent an example of the seed that you're planting, of how you spend your time, how you walk through the world that day, how you're feeling, what you're focusing on. Because it's pretty much, if you were a slot machine, it's 11s across the board, right? So allow that love and light that you are to just come forward to play. Allow that union with the all, that connection with the all, out for a spin. And hopefully we'll have some really good things happening planetarily. Lots of good energy coming, but intense, right? So then on the 30th, Sunday, beautiful way to wrap up the month. We have a configuration that's called the Hand of God. It's sweeping through us, our life, infusing us with more of that creative juice. So great day for inspiration, great day to have those aha moments. It's like taking those seeds that you've been planting, put Miracle-Gro and fertilizer and water on them, and it's like the Divine Mother opening up saying, I accept your dreams. I accept that vision of who you choose to be in this world. And I'm going to pony up to help that manifest into reality, to help that creation to be fleshed out further. It's kind of like a matching fund, right? So big week this week. And then on Monday, we'll launch into May. So May brings that creative juice that we were just talking about. So the vibrations of May tie directly to April 30th, and it's a seamless then flow into May of continuing that creative energy. So here we are in really the most powerfully creative part of the year. The energy is rich and fertile. In traditional pagan and Celtic times, this would be considered the season of Beltane. This, we're coming up on the 30th and May 1st with May Day. They're festivals of fertility. They're festivals that are just celebrating how life can thrive. And we forget that sometimes, right? We get caught up in our life. We get caught up in just showing up and getting through the day. And if you watch this year, the wildflowers just bursting in the fields. It's amazing. After all this water that we had this year, water is spirit. And you are seeing fields just covered with wildflowers. And one day they weren't there, and the next day they're springing up everywhere. Well, think of every single one of those magic wildflowers as one of your dreams for this life, for this world, for yourself. What if you're that little wildflower? And Solazar and I both love, there's an Osho Zen card about courage. And it has this little seed that's fallen through a crack, and it's down there between the rocks. And yet it doesn't know that it fell somewhere that people would say, well, that's not conducive to a little flower growing. It doesn't have any dirt down there. It can't see the sunlight. It can't get any nourishment from the rock. And yet that little seed doesn't know that. It doesn't have a little mind telling it it can't. It just reaches toward the sun because that's what it knows how to do. And in that moment, there's a little bit of courage needed to come out of the safety of the shell, out of the husk of the seed, where it's protected, and where it's just waiting for its time to bloom. This is now all of us. It's our time to bloom. It's time to go deep inside and collect that courage that we have that allows us to truly express ourselves in the world, to radiate our light, to reach toward the sun, and to stretch, stretch, stretch in our growth to become that most beautiful wildflower that was meant to bloom now. So if you don't have Osho's cards, you may want to pick them up just so that you could have a visual of that flower. Or go to someone's yard who has flowers popping up between the bricks and the pavers, because you can even go down the sidewalk these days and you'll see California poppies blooming in places where you go, I have no idea how they can bloom there. But they do. And they not just bloom, they thrive. And you look at that between the sidewalk and you would say, the stone is stronger than a flower. And yet you watch year after year. And the flower is stronger because over time it's breaking down that concrete. It's breaking down that brick. So for all of us who may question the strength and power that we hold and the strength of that seed and whether it can actually truly bloom and grow and thrive in this environment, remember that we were crafted as those amazing wildflowers, and we are stronger than we ever think that we could be. And we are meant to be able to thrive in any kind of environment. It's time to get to doing it, right? Versus examining the conditions of where we stand right now. Because wherever we are, we're meant to be at this point in time. That is where we can do our best work. That is where we can do our best service of transforming whatever it is around us and within us to a higher level of light. So we talked about service, and we talked about Christ consciousness, and that is the service. As Solazar and I like to talk about on Good Vibrations Radio, it's all about transforming the lead in our life into gold. The gold represents the Christ conscious energy. And whatever our lead is, it is those patterns and behaviors, our limiting thoughts and beliefs, our baggage that we're still hauling around behind us of this happened to me, the times we choose to be the victim, the times we choose to be the villain. That's all of our lead. And if you're that little wildflower, you know, it doesn't carry a lot of baggage with it. It's just itself in its seed, and it's reaching for the sun. So in order to bloom, if we can let go of any of that extra baggage around us, it makes it a lot easier to just reach for the sun. So that's what we're here to do in this age of transformation of the Aquarian age, is to be in a continuous process of becoming, a continuous process of being more of the light in each day. And I looked up this year. I was curious as we move from spring equinox toward summer solstice. How much more light do we get each day? And it's 2 hours, 8 seconds, I think. No, I'm sorry, 2 minutes, 8 seconds. 2 minutes, 8 seconds. 2 minutes, 8 seconds. But if you convert it all to seconds, it comes out to an 11. And that, I think, is kind of interesting. So in those number of seconds, so that would be what, 128 seconds, 128 seconds, to be more of the light of who we are, to shine a little bit more light out in the world. And how do we do that? By being kind, by being compassionate, by being willing to examine what we thought was true and see a higher truth, by trusting ourselves, by trusting the divine plan, by trusting divine right timing, by trusting the universe, by trusting each other, by opening up and choosing love, opening our heart, and in the moment choosing love over fear. Now, when we break it down to that, it doesn't sound so hard. Becoming Christ conscious sounds a little bit daunting and beyond us all. And yet, we are meant to be our own Christ child within our hearts, within our beings. We have those powers to heal. We have those powers to be love because we are that. So in this last week of April, make it count, make it good. And some of the tools that we can use in April, we've shared previously in the month, but I wanted to make sure people were aware of that. Let's see. So colors you can work with. White and yellow and teal and even gold and black. You can work with all of those or combinations of those. You can wear those colors. You can visualize them in meditation. You can take swatches of them and slap them up on your computer or take an actual fabric swatch and put it somewhere. But the colors work really well to stimulate a certain part of your sensory system. And then I love working with the aromatherapy, particularly for the 11, because it kind of bypasses a lot of the analyzing part of the mind and gets you into your right brain, which gets you connected to your spirit. So the ones that work for this month, fennel, it helps reignite the passion for life. Cinnamon, it helps you create relationships based on love and respect and a true sense of intimacy that we really are one. So that namaste energy is wonderful to work with cinnamon. Frankincense, the oil of truth, it helps you feel and connect with divine love and works to help awaken you spiritually. So particularly on, let me find that one day, I believe it was the 28th, I would use that one. And then, if not through the whole passage, cilantro helps you release control, and it really helps you come from your true self and live from light and live from that place of love. So that's a really powerful one, particularly if you have a strong mind. I would definitely pick up that one. Petitgreen helps with emotional balance and really opening your crown. Now, if you open your crown chakra, that helps you really live from a spiritual place, and that's really the pathway for the Christ consciousness. So it helps with that reintegration of self as divine and opens to the self-love. Now, petigrine is one that you might not have heard of before. It is in the citrus family. Interesting aroma, blends well with a lot of the other oils. You can put it with any of the ones we talked about, the frankincense or the cilantro or the fennel. And then vetiver. Vetiver is very interesting. You may not have heard of that one either. It's used in a lot of French perfumes. Actually, both petigrine and vetiver are. Vetiver is almost smoky. It's really deep and earthy, and it helps with centering and descent. Helps you be more rooted in life. So if you're doing this work with this passage for this last part of this month, it helps you get really real to say, okay, I have these dreams and desires, but I want to actually connect heaven and earth. It opens, it centers you, and then helps open those doors to light within you. So very powerful. I think those are the best tools to be working with for these last few days. And then I was going to share with people the tools for May, just so that if you wanted to plan ahead and have some of them at your disposal, you could do that. So the aromatherapy for next month for May is rose and lime. You can also work with tangerine and clove and oregano. And we'll talk more about those next month, but I wanted people to be aware of them. And if you're interested in getting any of the essential oils, I highly recommend using the doTERRA oils because they are so pure. They are certified therapeutic grade, which is beyond organic. Many can be taken internally, so they become very versatile, whether diffused or applied or taken internally. And you can go out to mydoterra.com/vibe to learn more about them, or give me a call at 831-760-6168. Again, that's 831-760-6168. And Solazar, I think that covers the highlights of what I wanted to share for this week. It is the spiritual week of the month, which gives us a great opportunity for integrating everything that's occurred in April. And for many people, it's been an intense month. So going back and taking those concepts of kindness and compassion and expressing those for our physical, emotional, mental bodies and states, and really kind of honoring who we are and taking that to the next level. So that's kind of my thoughts. I was curious, because of, you know, this intensity, what is going on astrologically? Because I know this month that has been playing so heavily into what the vibrational mix is.
Well, there's actually been a lot. We talked about some things earlier, and I'll repeat those for the listeners. But a reminder of what I said at the start of the show. On the 19th last week, the sun entered Taurus, which gives us an opportunity to slow down and ground ourselves. We're coming out of that heady energy of Aries. But then it followed that last week also with Pluto going retrograde in Capricorn. And in a conversation that Kira and I had earlier today, it was a reminder that this retrograde of Pluto will last from the 20th of last week until the 28th of September. And Pluto is going to stir the pot. In a previous discussion going back, one of the times I shared that Pluto is the contractor that comes into your house, tears down the walls, and tells you this will be better for you before you even say what you want done. So Pluto's going retrograde, which means he's driving that energy inside us to take a good look at the areas of our woundings. And our woundings generate certain things that are reactions to Pluto. They generate jealousy, generates paranoia, generates power struggles. All of those are an outcome of a wounding that we're carrying inside of ourselves. So while it seems like it is stirring the pot, it's also trying to deliver a good meal to you. By that, Pluto wants you to heal those woundings. Pluto wants you to see what comes up and work on resolving them, healing them, loving yourself in the process. So that's going on. So you may still feel, although slower, a little uncentered. Now, prior to that, Venus had gone from retrograde on the 15th into Pisces. It was retrograde in Pisces, but it went direct. And that's that wonderful energy. And I'm bringing that up because Venus has got some more play later this week that we'll have to talk about. But Venus, it's more of a connection energy. And then Mercury last week in Aries went, while retrograde, entered Aries. So now your thoughts are going at a little bit of a faster rate. Your conversations may be a little bit of a faster rate. It's not a good time for thinking. While Aries are quick thinkers, they're not detailed thinkers. So things are going to start hitting you, and you're going to start believing you have to take action. It's a good time to remember, think twice before you say nothing. And if you must speak, am I being kind? Think about that before you open your mouth. So we have all of that energy that's been hitting us, and then over the weekend, we also had Mars going into Gemini, which actually is not a good place. It's a push-pull. Gemini is always looking at all sides of things, both sides. As I mentioned last week, it's the Castor and Pollux. It's like two sides of one personality. It's your yin-yang. So you're balancing things. It makes it harder to focus on a choice. And then that was followed last week by Venus in Pisces, which is why I brought up Venus, squaring Saturn in Sagittarius. And that was Friday. And as I said, that was a good day to just be alone. It brings up all types of issues coupled with the Pluto woundings coming to the surface that makes us question everything about our relationships, our friends, our family, ourselves. So not a good day. Fortunately, we're past that. We moved into this smoother flow of Venus as we got past that and the square moved apart. But it did stay there for a little bit because Saturn is a slower moving planet than Venus. Venus is closer to the sun, so it makes those transits quicker. What we now have coming up is our new moon on the 26th, which is Wednesday. And it's going to be at 5:16 a.m. and it's in Taurus. So a new moon is always about new beginnings. And the new beginnings that you choose, that's the importance of a new moon when there's not an eclipse involved. So we have an opportunity this week to get to where we needed to be for April, which is the clarity on you, the clarity on moving you forward. And because it's Taurus, Taurus always focuses on the security issues of money, home, family, career, even self-indulgences and sensuality. So this could be a good time when you say, in order for me to move forward, I'm going to tighten my purse strings. I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to fix what's broken around the house. I'm going to get rid of what's clogging my energy flow or my chi. I'm going to take long beach walks. I'm going to watch sunsets. You're going to engage your senses because this new moon wants you to realize the fullness of your life. And those areas that don't feel as full, it wants you to take steps to add more fullness to those areas. It wants you to get rid of what's not working, trim your excess. And if you choose to make big changes, it will only support big changes where you've done the planning already. That you've been thinking about it, that you've been looking into it, that you've been saying, here are my options. So during this time, this new moon says, make big changes, but only as long as you've done that pre-planning. Don't make big changes just on the spur of the moment or a whim. I'm not there for you. Again, Taurus is about security, not risk. So it's a grounded, powerful, practical new moon. It's full of the potential for change. It's full of the potential for new beginnings. And everyone, you might feel a little more stubborn than usual, but you'll be more determined as well. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. But make your changes. Begin anew in areas that you've been thinking or studying. And as we always say, take a small step. Just take a step. Don't take the big leaps if you haven't done the planning, but take steps in those directions. You can do that even if you haven't done the planning. It's just Taurus will want you to be cautious. And then on the 28th, Venus enters Aries. So it's going to leave its beautiful Pisces home where it's so loved and comforted and embraced and enter into Aries. Not a match made in heaven. So it's our planet of love and harmony, and it's going into Aries, which is the sign of it's all about me. So, now, you will feel more self-satisfied, but it's not about mutual satisfaction. You will feel a sense of self. You will feel an awareness of self. You're going to feel compelled to express your needs more clearly and potentially overwhelmingly to those around you. This is that fine line. Because Venus is entering Aries, it's also going to conjunct Uranus in Aries, which means it's going to sit at the same sign, the same point of the sign as Uranus. So Uranus loves change and revolution. Aries loves to charge ahead. So everyone is going through this transit at the same time. You ain't alone. As Mercury sits there with Uranus, Uranus will push for the change and a little bit more of your own thumbprint on everything you do. That's the originality aspect of it. Words may fly from your mouth before your brain has managed to engage. And you know the experience when you hear yourself saying something and you're hearing the words come out and you're saying, did I really say that? That's very possible going into this weekend, starting on Friday. But not only will you hear yourself saying those words, you're going to be on the receiving end of other people doing the same thing as the words fly toward you. So here's the good part. Goes back to what we said about James Allen, you know, that problems bring lessons. Well, you may discover some truths about yourself that you didn't know. You certainly may hear things from others that you didn't know about your impact on them. And you may find yourself running off at the mouth at others about things that have been bothering you or concern you or that you've thought about that you've never expressed. So these truths that you'll hear are probably coming most likely from places that were better left unsaid by everyone involved. And that's the only challenge here. Uranus wants new, exciting, and different, and Mercury is spinning in a drunken downward spiral while it's sitting there in Aries. Since you know you can't recapture words once they've left your lips, be careful from the 28th of April through May 4th, and even longer just to be safe. As I mentioned last week, think twice before saying nothing. And when you feel compelled to speak, remember, am I being kind before you open your mouth? Now, for those in relationships, this transit is likely to cause some self-sabotage over a fleeting Mercury thought in Aries, and a Uranus will want to throw it out there to see what impact it creates, to check on the change and the revolution. So watch your self-sabotage. Don't say anything you can't capture back, even if in your stubborn moment, remember, we've got that Taurus stubbornness hitting us, even in your stubborn moment, you believe it's the absolute truth that the world needs to know, think twice before saying nothing. Write it down, record it for later, let this transit pass. You see, this month, proceed with caution. This end of the month asks you to see what's holding you back, what structures in your life are unstable or shaky, and it's the time to dig up, shore up, release, play fair, but transform you, not everyone else. And if you focus this energy, even this Mercury in Aries conjuncting Uranus in Aries, if you take this energy and use it to focus on allowing yourself to clear the blockages, to clear the things inside you that really need to be taken away and cleared away, then you'll actually have maximized the power of this transit. If you use this transit to point out everybody else's faults and failings, you'll have maximized the worst that you can get out of this transit, and you'll be spending a lot of May repairing problems. So, Kira, that's what's ahead as we close out this month.
Well, there's a couple of things I wanted to comment on. First, the timing of that new moon that you emphasized, which is excellent for new beginnings and planting seeds for those new beginnings, is then the day before we have that 111 portal. So when we have a new moon, there the influence of the new moon goes for more than one day. So we have an intersection with that 111 portal. So excellent time to actually do what we've suggested on previous new moons of sit down and really write down, who do you want to be? What do you want to create? And that process of writing, particularly with pencil, because it ties to the carbon within our body, is a very powerful step in the creation process. Another thing you can do is then speak what you want out loud. So do a little moon ritual connecting with that new moon. And as the moon becomes full, see it like that flower blossoming, that the seed is gestating and becoming the little sprout, and then is reaching toward the sun. As the moon gets stronger, each of the seeds becomes stronger or more powerful. And then I wanted to ask you, Solazar, if people, because in talking to people, it seems like there are a number of folks where they have people in their life that just had complete meltdowns in the last week, week and a half, based on all of those forces that were at play astrologically. What would you recommend for them in these weeks going forward?
Well, I'm going to say something that some people won't like, and I'm just going to say it. What it really comes down to is that those of us who have spent so much time creating this persona to the world to project strength and not deal with what's inside of us are the most brittle. So when these forces come, such as we've discussed, and as you said, these people had the complete meltdowns, it's because who they were trying to be is not who they are.
Excellent observation.
So certainly what they need is some, depending on the meltdown and the situation of the person around them, certainly what they need is some empathy. And empathy is not, it will be okay, it will get better. That doesn't help anybody in a meltdown. That actually feels like patronization, and very often is. But they need empathy of understanding. And if it's someone that you love, they need the extension of love to them, you know, to let them know. It's very much better to let people know that they're loved without telling them how to fix themselves, because that doesn't work. They have to get to that point. Otherwise, they're just going to create a new persona. Now, I would recommend people use from something called switch words that they use the phrase divine order. Ask for divine order to come in and help that person and to help them. Just all you say is divine order. That's it. You say nothing else. And you couple that with The Gentle Way by Tom Moore and ask for the most benevolent outcome. So I would recommend, one, let the people know, the people who have had the meltdown, let them know that they're loved. Let them know, if you need to talk, I'm here to listen. And listen. It's not express. It's not discuss. It's not say. It's listen. But let them know that they're loved. Let them know that you care. Check in on them. Don't tell them what to do. Don't tell them what not to do. Ask for divine order to resolve the situation and ask for the most benevolent outcome to resolve the situation. And allow your heart to extend, but don't allow yourself to express the need to fix, especially with the transit coming up, because that's where suddenly my need to fix you will suddenly cause me to express things that may be true for me, but that actually may be hurtful when they're said out in the open, because they may not really be truth. They're just true for me. Did that help, Kira? Does that make some
sense? Yeah, I think that's excellent, because I think that you hit the nail on the head in the cases that I'm looking at, that there was a real discrepancy with that person between who they are, where they're really at, and what they're pretending to express in the world, that disconnect is getting amplified by all of these vibrational forces and kind of blowing that apart so that people will really look at their truth and re-choose, right? So that is excellent. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. And it actually goes to something you said last week, too, where you said sometimes we don't like to look at the icky parts of ourselves. And that's really a very common human experience, even though here we ask everybody to look at their own icky parts. They don't have to share it with anyone. But if they really want to be the best of who they are, they have to look at their icky parts. And so many of us find ways to not do that at all. Yeah, so was there any other questions concerning that? But I love switch words. At some point, I want to talk about it more. It's really about simple words you say instead of full affirmations. And divine order is certainly one of them, where you're saying, let this work out with divine order, because I'm only human and I'm not able to determine what's best for the collective. Are you speaking, Kira, or were you just waiting for me to stop?
So I was just trying to understand the switch words a little bit more.
Well, switch words are just words you say instead of affirmations.
Oh, so could you give me an example of one to use this week?
Well, so give me an example of something that you think you might want to help to shift. Or, I mean, here are the ones they recommend you always know. Together. They call it the master switch word for everything. If we're trying to bring people together, if we're trying to be together with someone, if we're trying to create something that's communal, all we need to do is say together, together, together. They also say divine. Divine is asking for a miracle. When you just say divine, when something is going on, you can ask for divine. Divine order is help you do anything efficiently and restores order from chaos. And brings you whatever you want to ask for. Just bring. So if there's something you want in your life, you just say bring. If there's something you want to release in your life, you say go. You don't actually have to do a complete affirmation, you know, in a healthy and positive way, you know, blah, 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 the whole big line. You just say go. So if you go into an experience where you suddenly say, I don't want this in my life. Or let's say you go into a meeting and suddenly a conflict erupts, whether it's yours or not. You can just ask for divine order. Divine order. Divine order. Divine order. And you repeat the switch words, you know, to try to bring power to it.
So let's say we're coming up on this new moon and people don't really know in a detailed way what they do want. They could just say they're asking for what is in divine order for their soul.
Well, they could just ask divine order. All they do is divine order. They don't need to elaborate beyond that.
I love it.
And they could also use bring. You know, for instance, if you want more money in your life, bring. If you want a new career, bring. You want a new relationship, bring. You want buy a house, bring a car, bring. And what you're thinking is your intention. You don't have to create a whole series of verbalized affirmations. You can just use the switch words.
Oh, that's powerful. Thanks for sharing that. That's cool.
You're welcome. I've been studying that a lot and focusing on chocolate.
Is that a switch word?
No. No, but you can even, for instance, you know, I mentioned about going on a diet. One of the things you can say is go. Go, because you're just shifting your weight. I want it to go. You know, that type of thing. You want to have patience, you can say slow. You want to stop quarreling, you can say concede. These are all just a series of words you don't have to have full phrases for. So if during the week you experience something, give me a call. We'll find a switch word and you could try it.
Okay.
All right. So, and that goes for any listeners who want to just send an email when you say, I need one for this. We'll give you a shot and let you work on that. So any additional thoughts, Kira, before we wrap up?
Not that I can think of.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Thank you for your question. Thank you for those who are listening. We want to remind you that Good Vibrations Radio, I don't know where I was going with that phrase. I must still be a Mercury retrograde. We want to remind you that Good Vibrations Radio will be back on Thursday with Joyce Muse and some astrological projections for May. That's where I was going. And remind you that Kirilani will be back with us on Monday with Go With The Flow. Between now and then, please take the time to turn the lead in your life into gold. As we said about this new moon coming up on Wednesday, get clear on where you want to go and what you want to release and start taking some steps in that direction. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings. Namaste.